Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Thank you, Steph. Appreciate it.
We're talking about people. Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're the point guard of the show.
Say it again.
You have turnovers. But anyway, the boss came in. Look behind me on YouTube. Not Steiny. He had fans sign their name with Clay in the captain hat, holding the trophy at 2022 parade. It is sick.
Yeah, he's a regular P.T. Barnum. The showman, Nahigian. He's an idea man.
No, wow.
You know what P.T. Barnum once did at one of his carnivals?
No.
Did you hear about this?
No.
This is the kind of showman he was.
Part-time?
That's a two.
I think like
Lou.
Pablo Tom or something. I don't know what it is. Anyway, so he had a carnival or a zoo.
Okay.
A circus.
Yeah.
And
I worked in one.
He would bring people into the circus, and they would see these animals that they hadn't seen before. You know, like they had the woman who could swallow swords.
Bart.
And, you know, the fat man who was the heavy, all that stuff. And then he had a sign that said egress. And everybody thought egress was an animal.
Okay.
But egress means exit. So they would walk into the egress exhibit or so. There we go.
Yeah,
Luke. Clay Thompson fallen.
Appropriate.
So people would go into the circus. They'd walk around and they'd see, oh, let's go see the egress.
Yeah.
And they would find themselves outside of the circus.
But what did that do for PT?
That's the point. He was a showman. He was kind of a con man. See what I'm saying? Hey, come on in, see the circus. Check out this animal, the egress. And so people would go in, but it was really just the exit. So he got their money and they were gone.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He was a shyster.
Hey, he was a showman. And
he was a shyster.
But that's what I... Oh! Jeez, I don't like to keep this guy waiting. Let's go to Philmo Mike.
Our man, you called for
hey,
him.
Hey, Philmo, how you doing, buddy? We come to the source.
I just have to help you out with the
Crest.
The Crest is just a neighborhood in Vallejo, man.
All right,
it's like Philmo. I don't know, Guru. I don't know what you're talking about. The tribe that I've never heard of.
Oh yeah, it's the Yoon, Hayward, and Fremont because they're right next to the trifecta. So they call it the Tri Valley. That's the nickname.
Narrator.
Okay.
They don't call it the Tri Valley.
Thank you.
That's wrong,
that's
Philmo.
Good to know.
Philmo, it's Dublin, Pleasanton, and like Livermore.
That is not.
That's the true Tri Valley.
Stop it.
I mean, seriously.
Mike, take your boy for a word, man. Hey, Mike, I heard you with the roast. You were on fire. You were moved last night. I was in the building. I was too, man. How can you not be?
Nah, I was just proud. It was just, you know what's funny? Kevin Harlan and Reggie Miller usually, I know some people, I love them too.
Me
but sometimes
too.
They kind of butcher like the end of the, not the end of the game, but the like, they talk a little bit, maybe sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes. They were epic last night. I love when Reggie Miller do Steph Curry games. I think that was a little, you know, I love when that happens. Kuminga's finding his role. My bad. Hold on. I wrote it down like the young lady did earlier.
Dr. Rhonda.
I just want to talk about this. Just real quick, two things. Steiny, I want you to give us a Manny Corey Maggette story because I told you he reminds me of Kuminga. And then Draymond's temperament, man.
Man.
His temperament is clutch right now. It's way better than the Warriors free throw shooting. It's really good right now. His temperament is excellent. If he can keep this temperament, I don't know where he's getting the joy from. You feel me? I don't know what's going on, but his temperament is excellent. The way he's answering the question, sometimes he answers it and it's like defiant. he's answering the questions. It seems like he's doing more than just thinking. He's trying to apply it and understand that.
Wow.
Well, if I'm going to talk like this, I got to start applying it to my game, my everyday life. With that being said, he's not a bad person. So when people say he's horrible, he's never messed
not
up
at all.
Outside of the game of basketball.
Yep.
Thanks, Mike. Wayne, for that Courtney Getty story.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call. I don't know if I have a Corey McGetty story.
He could get to the rack, man. That's the, hey.
Let me see. Can I come up with a? Oh, I know. I think. All right. Here's a Corey McGetty story. I think it was 2004. No. I'm sorry. He came after Barrett. 2009. Warriors got off to a slow start, and the one thing I do remember about that season was we were 18 games in.
Oh boy!
And Corey threw his first pass of the year. He passed on the 18th game. And I threw it to a teammate. He tried earlier in that season, but he turned it over. But that was the first pass he threw. We were about 20% through the year.
It was a...
What?
It's Tri-City, not Tri-Valley.
Yeah, so you were wrong?
I misspoke.
Well...
Someone called in and said that you had your Union City card revoked.
No, please. I'm the mayor of the Union.
Now we just had a second caller.
Oh, I just kept stop.
Is it Nick from Ohio?
Doesn't want to go on air.
Oh, man.
Evan was whispering in my ear, he's got a Kevin Harlan story.
Well, I'm always interested to see what the broadcasters, play-by-play call, whatever, like what they do after the game. Kevin Harlan looked like he just ran a marathon as he was walking off the court, immediately undoes the tie, unbuttons the shirt, and I swear he might even be wearing a, I don't know if we can still call him wife beaters underneath, but just was wearing an undershirt, and it looked like he had just played a basketball game.
Evan, he had. That's what that game had, man.
Wife lover.
He was incredible. That game had everything. I did. I went
so
home.
So how do you know? You didn't hear him.
I went home
okay.
And watched the telecast.
At midnight. You went home at midnight.
I got 11:45. Dude, I fell asleep to the broadcast.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Well, and I'm not calling you a liar. Well, I just don't believe you.
There is no in-between. You're calling me a liar. Evan, real quick, do you believe I went home and watched the telecast?
I do.
And I told you what Barkley, Shaq, and Kenny, and I care. Like, I was at the game, but the one drawback was I'm not going to get to hear my guys. I care. So yeah. I went back to hear that stuff.
Did I hear correctly that Barkley really believes in this team?
No, he said he likes where they're at, but this can't be sustainable.
Why not? Shit.
Because it's
can
never...
someone answer me that? 888-957-9570.
Kenny Smith said it.
Why isn't it sustainable?
Because in the playoffs...
That's not... I'm not saying it's sustainable okay. In the playoffs.
Oh, that's what they
were
talking
about. How about getting to the playoffs
first? See, yeah. They went to the playoffs.
It's 11 games in.
Yeah, but they said when other good teams shorten their rotation...
Okay.
Guys will be exposed that are maybe your 10th, 9th, or 11th man
what about,
out there like that. And, that's
and
what
about
was.
When you have to shorten your rotation because you don't have any stars playing?
No doubt. I'm not saying it can't be done. I just feel like we're watching a better version. This is going to sound crazy.
I know. Don't do this.
What year am I going? Where am I going?
2022.
Well, that's the last one.
2022.
The amount of shame or hate I'm getting for Tri-Valley to Tri-City.
Well, you're wrong. You're just wrong.
I got the cities right, bud.
You're flat out incorrect
about
it.
It's Tri-City.
Speaking of twos, that's the number of assists Corey McGetty averaged for his career.
It's two more than I thought.
I'm going to be honest.
So he's like Clay.
I know Phil Handy told you Evan wasn't around then. He goes, hey, who was Guru's game like? And he said the Black Bill Laimbeer. And people that don't know ball kind of laughed. Steiny, I would go to the rack
most
and steal
hated player in NBA history.
Like McGetty.
Well, did they laugh because they weren't familiar with Laimbeer or because they didn't think you were Laimbeer?
No, that's great.
Yes.
No, they didn't know that Laimbeer was a badass, and he was Draymond before Draymond. Dude, Bill was a bad dude. Steiny, okay. I set the tone.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know. No fear over here. And if you came to the rack, Evan, I was knocking you on your ass, and if you wanted to chunk him, we would have to do that. I didn't care. And I put my shoulder down like McGetty, and I go to the rack. I played hard.
You can't do that anymore.
I would do it at the local 24-hour fitness. Is
yeah.
Where are you going?
That matters.
I think
I'll tell
you're
you
jealous.
I'm
still
just
playing.
I'm going to have to poke
like a bunch of my friends. Yeah.
Luka Doncic would draw a foul on you 25 times.
I would foul out. You're right. And I hated dudes that did the up and under, Steiny. I would jump. I'm one of them, Evan.
Okay. So
Lambeer was bad. You can't. I don't care what you got on your little computer. I know what I saw.
Bill Lambeer never voted to any all defensive team. Just never.
It wasn't about accolades.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, it was
I thought you said he set a tone like Draymond. How many defensive player of the years has Draymond won? Like two?
One, actually.
One, but did his first team all defense. Terrible comparison.
Please. Phil, call in.
He played in Bill Lambeer four All-Star games, two championships.
Hey, I'll take it.
But it's precariously empty under defensive awards.
Draymond's on a quest, by the way.
Dude, four. I think DPOY.
Oh. Yeah, good
he
luck.
He was so mad that good Rudy luck. Got it again.
He's going to need Wembanyama to get hurt.
You watching him lately?
All I know is 1 hour ago, you're like, hey, San Antonio, they're 5-6.
No, Wimby's phenomenal defensively, but get your ass in the paint. Quit shooting threes.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Dude.
It's like, have you watched the NBA in the last 20 years?
I watch every night, but.
Well, then you would know that there's nobody's ass who just stays in the paint anymore. Go tell your guy Embiid.
Well, he's got to play first.
He made that's last already
night.
Hurt.
Yeah, he came back last night.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you for being mad at Dallas. They just went to the finals. They got a good coach, and they got two closers. Come on, Steiny. I'm not saying Luka Doncic is perfect. That was an impressive-ass win, especially being down 7
I don't believe
night.
I said it wasn't
no,
an impressive
I got you,
win.
Yeah, I'm just trying to come
in
at
fact,
you.
What I said was, this is exactly what I said. You know, there's something about Luka. I can't put my finger on it. I get it. He's a top 10 NBA player, I guess. But I don't know. I just can't put my finger.
He beat your Minnesota T-Wolves last year,
right.
Man.
It's a great matchup for him. Mm. And they beat him again this year already.
Mm.
But
you don't think they're going to be around when it's all said and done in the West? Like, I know they are. And that's just.
Yeah, I don't know.
They got a good team, Steiny.
They might be worse than last year.
Let me tell you who's done.
They might be worse.
Spencer Dinwiddie, not Dinwiddie. He is finished.
How many takes are you going to take on?
What are you talking about?
How many of my opinions do you just
I said the
steal?
Dude's done witty. And let me tell you, Cameron Payne is also finished. I mean, I don't know what's happened to those guys. Anyway, I'm here for you.
Cameron Payne.
Payne in the ass to watch, man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. 888-957-9570 is the number. We can get into all aspects of that game last night. You know what? Warriors are 9-2.
Damn.
All right? 9-2. And they beat the Mavericks. And the 5-6-2 says Steiny. Say it. Doncic can't take you to the promised land. Say it, Steiny. See, I don't like to make those kind of statements.
He went to the finals, though.
They got smoked.
Uh-oh.
Got smoked.
It happens.
Was it last year? And look, they went to the
two
Western.
Years ago? Yeah,
yeah, because they got Phoenix, which had COVID. The whole team had COVID.
Oh, well, you're a tough cookie, man.
Come on, Steiny. You're on record as saying Draymond's the best defender you've ever watched. Damn right.
Well, no, that was our guy, Barnett.
Right.
Yeah.
And I agreed with him.
Joke artist.
I mean, I don't know if he's the best defender in the league now, but back in the day.
Well, he's playing like it. Dude, he's meeting dudes at the rim.
He's meeting them below the rim.
Not last night. Gafford, he was up there and get it out of here.
The rim's 10 feet. Luka's too much of a one-man show for Steiny. Kind of true.
So you're jealous?
Of who?
Luka and his offensive repertoire.
I'm a 60-year-old man.
Dude, but
am I jealous of?
You can still be Steiny. I know guys like you,
I don't think I can still play. And even if I could still play, I was still just a puny nobody.
Let's do this real quick because we're in the Golden State. If I told you right now, I'm willing to say Luka Doncic is one of the most skilled offensive basketball players I've ever
seen. That's great. And Jonathan Kuminga can jump.
It's not about that. Would you have a problem with that?
So what?
But it's fact.
I'll give you the fact.
Okay.
I'll give you the Fitz fact.
And he's
so
fat doing it. He plays bully ball, man.
This is actually part of it. This is 9-2. Luka takes plays off.
Well, we didn't say that. You're right there.
Well, that's important.
Yeah, no, man.
Especially when you take all the fourth quarter off. Because the Warriors are fresh.
They were D'ing his ass up yesterday in the fourth.
Thank you, 650.
What?
Thank you.
What?
Hey, Guru, I don't know if you know this or not.
Oh, boy.
Basketball is a 5-on-5 sport, not 1-on-1.
So now Luke is no good. Okay.
I knew you would go there.
But that's your theme. It's the undertone.
No.
There's just something that
I said, that's right.
Get a bucket anytime.
I said Luka Doncic, probably one of the top 10 players in the game. Okay, that's
fine.
But in that top 10,
you're not impressed him taking what was
I
Dallas.
I know he can score.
But he took his team to the finals. That you just like, oh, Phoenix had the bug 2 years ago.
What about Kyrie Irving?
No doubt.
Kyrie
wasn't there 2 years ago when he took him to the Western Conference Finals.
Right, and they got swept in five games, and they were lucky to beat a Phoenix team that had COVID.
And they went and retooled and came back, and they got to the finals.
And how about this? Anybody who watches them now knows they're worse than last year.
I don't believe that.
Okay. No. I know you don't.
And they were because without PJ think, last night, too.
Who?
PJ.
Who? you mean the guy that stood like this?
Is it because Guru texted us and said that Luka was better than Bird?
That's what it is. Evan completes me.
You don't like white guys not named Larry.
Dude, that is all. He's the standard. I get it. Luka Doncic is bad.
Oh,
and you know
he's
why?
Bad.
He's bad?
Yeah, that's news. Oh, he's bad. Tell me something
His
I don't know.
His upbringing. He what had to deal it? With a... No.
What are you talking about? He got to play in the pros at 14. That's why he's so advanced now. But you don't understand. It's really weird.
But see, you
can't figure
that.
Out so why advanced. Luke is so good.
Give him, okay.
Well, maybe because he was playing against pros at 10 years old.
There
and
we
why
go.
Kuminga's not
now
developed. Maybe because
like
he wasn't.
I like hearing you say he's so advanced. I like... That's not being a hater. Hey, he's got a lot of problems, but he's got a lot of gifts, bro. I'm just telling
7:59 last night. People, this is what I got to deal with. Guru, Luka, my favorite player now. Damn.
Hey!
And of course I say,
I'm trying to agitate you.
Come out with that tomorrow. But you don't. Because you know you've got to dovetail the show toward Warrior
Evan,
fans.
It's stick, but I'd say
no, you're right. You can just drop it there.
I wasn't in the media section, so I was sipping. But I try to agitate you. Don't you get it? And you didn't bite.
No, I didn't.
Well, you did, because now you came in here mad at Luka. Dude is special, man. That's all. I give credit where credit is due.
197 players in the Western Conference are special.
Dominique Wilkins, who was a badass, but he never got to the sniff.
And that had nothing to do with Bird and the Sixers and the Detroit Pistons.
You are just a hater. My LeVar Ball. I don't know where
he's
at.
Let me ask you a question. Did you find watching Luka Doncic enjoyable?
Just like James Harden, yes.
Okay.
Because I marvel at how you can continuously do it and you don't have
the most athleticism.
I'm giving the Warriors that. That don't hurt me.
See, you wanted both. You wanted both ways.
No, they
shut him down when the chips were down. Andrew Wiggins lit him up.
I'm the guy that told you, and say this at my funeral.
No.
Because I played high-level basketball without going to the pros.
Everything you say is
an open gym court with Isaiah Ryder, Jason Kidd,
I'm sure he was taking it
Steve
seriously.
Nash. Listen to what I'm saying, Mouth. I don't care if you go 0-for-12.
Yes, you do. That's
you
all you care about.
You got to have gifts to be able to hoist up 12 shots. Yeah. And when you talk about an NBA game, Iverson was incredible because he could hoist.
How many times did he win a title? Mouth.
He took that team.
Oh, yeah. And they lost 4-1.
The Lakers. They won the first game on the road, stepped over Fisher.
Then they lost four in a row. And it wasn't Fisher. It was Ty Lue.
Oh, you're right.
At some point today, I have a feeling you'll get something right.
He was light skinned.
Patty and Hayward. What's up, Patty? How you doing?
I need some medicine.
I'm doing fine.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
We're good, thank you.
Okay. This is my first time doing this, so listen, I'm bringing up a point that Gru said about Stackhouse and what is his role, the defensive coach.
Right.
And last night after the game, Tim Roy interviewed Dre, and Dre brought up that Stackhouse, he really likes him, and he said that he gives out a letter, a grade. He said he gives us a grade after the game on how they play. And Draymond said, everybody, you know, you're going to get the grade at the end of the game or the end of the, like, the evening, or you're going to wake up the morning and you're going to get it. I guess he texts them, or I don't know, or calls them, and he just said, everybody wants to do good, so because they're getting a grade on how they're playing. So I think they're just being held accountable and you know, and they're playing harder because their defense has been a lot better.
Yep.
Wow, good
Scotty,
point.
Let me see if I can reference exactly what you're talking about. This is Draymond on the defensive game plan, and he brings up Jerry Stackhouse.
Stackhouse, and that's Stack's defense. You know, it's been my defense for years, but that's Stack's defense. I've never seen. Mike Brown took so much pride in the defensive end, and Stackhouse beats him by a long shot. We're just trying to operate his defense, execute his defense the way we're capable of, and me being the anchor of that, got to hold it down.
When do the Kings play the Warriors next? Wow! Gave him some love and then hit him over the head. Way more. Not Waymo. I hate those cars. Way more, Steiny. Wow.
Mike Brown's going to have a tough time making the
trip. Why did he have to do Mike like that?
Pulling a knife out of his back.
Kings Warriors, let me know when. My boy Gerard, he just texts me. He's played in South Florida. Luka doesn't even try to play defense. He's worse than
Harden. But that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, Goo. As long as he can squeeze off 18 to 28 shots a night.
Dude, his range is unlimited.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. He's unbelievable. You know what else? Now, what's the next thing you're going to tell me? Steiny, he is so much fun to play with. Luka Doncic is so much fun to play with.
Know your role.
Boy, there's just so much movement of the ball. It's so much fun.
Oh, Kyrie on line one.
Like, you did notice that Klay last night, the only time he was a factor was like on a chaos play where the ball kind
of... that's how they envisioned him when they acquired him.
Okay. You're not going to win a title like that.
Well, they got close. That's all I'm saying, bud.
Not with this team.
Mm.
See, this is what you do. And you've done it with the Niners all year.
No, it's the Berg text.
You still think they're a Super Bowl team. They're 5-4.
I've yet to be proven wrong, pal. It's not over. You're trying to judge the movie before the ending.
No, you're trying to say that last year's team is the exact same as this year's team.
I think Klay makes them better than last year because the reason they didn't win is they didn't have shooting.
Oh, really?
I still believe Klay can
get hot. But I thought they had two of the greatest offensive players in the history of the game.
Two things can be true at the same time.
So if you have the greatest tandem of all time, you really need another score?
No, those two need an outlet to be able to ha-ha and kick out to somebody that's going to knock them down. Okay. And I think Klay's that guy. Nah. And it's not about right now, how does the ingredients taste? It's about when the cake is done. Yeah. That's when you judge it.
Oh,
you don't judge it when, come on now.
But we want to judge the Warriors at 9-2?
I let you try to misconstrue my hoop knowledge, and it's so funny. I get credit where credit is due, and the Bird thing set you off. That's why I sent the text.
What Bird thing?
He's better than Bird.
He's not.
Yeah, and you're taking it out on me now. It's all good. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Here's how bad Doncic is. Bird was a better defender. He was. Larry Bird was a better defender than Doncic. You know why? Because Bird at least was a good help defender.
Yeah. Why did Draymond do? Can you play it one more time for me, Stoddy, real quick?
Stackhouse, and that's Stack's defense. You know, it's been my defense for years.
Wow.
But that's Stack's defense. I've never seen. Mike Brown took so much pride in the defensive end, and Stackhouse beats him by a long shot. We're just trying to operate his defense, execute his defense the way we're capable of, and me being the anchor of that, got to hold it down.
Wow. What if he gets a DPO? It's early. DPOY under Stackhouse. That's what Dre's feeling right now, euphoria. Because whatever Stackhouse is bringing to the table, it's unlocked him, Stoney.
Oh, we got to go. I'm going to ask you a question, and I'll give you the break to think about it. What prompts a person, after the season is 12% of the way done, to start talking about stupid individual awards?
You could bring it up right here on Bovada.
Middle of November.
You could bring it up here on Bovada. Yeah.
Well, we got to go.
And we saw it with the presidential race.
Who? I'm with Van Gundy. Who's going to win the 11 games?
He's a coach.
Cares?
He's a coach.
We're 11 games in. I'm trying. Looking for this. That's true.
That was a call.
What's coming up in the games presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Three, two. Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, John Sally. John Sally and Dennis Rodman, along with Joe Dumars, were the defensive stalwarts of those great Pistons teams. Not Bill Laimbeer. Hey, don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday. Still 49er season, ladies and gentlemen, with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game on Sunday. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay. It's all presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged? Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit habaslaw.com. Also, it is a Warriors Wednesday. That's brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in, you know it, live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Mm-hmm. I think I want to retire after this show.
Why?
The family Worn chiropractor out? That you met at Norm's function, Dr. Joseph Jolly in Fremont.
Is that the one I was saying? Oh, no, Grandy's dad.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, he just texted me.
I'm sorry.
You've been, Steinmetz has been, he says you're wrong a lot. You've been off point today.
Who, me?
Yeah, step my game up.
Thank you.
Somebody's comparing my game to Laimbeer.
Wait, is he complimenting me or you?
You, Sam. Yeah, not Laimbeer. But I didn't, yeah.
Let me tell you something about chiropractors.
Yeah.
You get the right one and you found a partner for life.
And we found one.
Yeah, who?
Worked on Norm.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
How is Norm, by the way?
Call him and ask him. I talked to your mom. I posted our picture. You don't post any pictures of us on remote.
I
know. Damn. Like you ashamed of me. Anyway, Carter told me Curry might have been saying something else of what the... I thought it was... I know he said, this is my... You know what?
Dojo.
But it might have been saying, you shouldn't have left. You know, paraphrasing.
So right. Here's why I don't...
Me.
And this is something that... You know, it's actually starting to cause some... acrimony within the family. So we spent some time in Reading last week.
Yeah.
Where I grew up.
Evan held it down.
And so my mom has this friend who basically has got the greatest man cave of all time. And it's dedicated all to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Wow.
He built an addition. It's not even in his house. He's got a big piece of property, this guy. And he's got this. It's like a bar.
He's an Italian.
Yeah, this is incredible.
He actually is an Italian. But anyway, he built this unbelievable man cave. It's like a bar. It holds 100 people. So every time the Eagles have a game on a Sunday, 100 people come over to watch. And anyway, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, so we get there, and my mom wants to have a fun picture. And she's like, what? Let's all put our Eagles stuff on and we'll take a picture at the Eagles locker room. That's what he calls it.
That's sick.
And I'm like, Mom,
you can't.
I'll lighten up, Maddie. And I'm like, Mom, you don't get it. It's just a hassle I don't need. And she's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you realize if you post a photo of me in an Eagles shirt that there's going to be at least, a lot. But there'll be probably at least four knuckleheads who will jump on him. Oh, Steiny, we knew you were an Eagles fan. See, you love the Eagles. You're a hater. I'm like, what do you need that?
And the station would have been one of them.
I don't need that in my life.
You did right by not taking that picture and putting that on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ralphie. Ralphie's in Berkeley. What's up, Ralphie? How you doing?
What's up? How you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Good, good. I just wanted to chime in on that Luka conversation. I know we're a little past that.
Oh, no, go ahead, baby.
You know, something that I think about a lot when it comes to thinking about players and greatness is what stopped you from winning? And when you think about players like Dominique Wilkins, Karl Malone, John Stockton, what got in the way of those players winning? You know what it wasn't? It wasn't their will. It wasn't their bodies. It wasn't their commitment. It was simply greatness. And when I think about players like James Harden, when I think about players like Luka,
keep going.
One of the things that gets in the way of them being true winners is their bodies, is their work ethic, and is their commitment to truly being great. And I think when you really confront greatness, I think a lot of the players in the NBA, honestly, are actually more. I think the skill levels are far more equitable than we actually really think. Mm. I think that players are super talented. I think what separates true greatness, and when we get to see it on such a regular basis, I think we become a little immune to it, and we forget the work and the work that goes into a Curry, into a Durant, into a LeBron being truly great. And the only thing that's going to stop them is other greatness, and it will never be something that they can control. It will always be something that they can't. And that's my take.
Appreciate it, Ralphie.
Yeah, wow. I thought he was going somewhere else to where it was great teams that stopped Harden, like I'd mentioned with the Warriors.
I kind of thought he was going there, too.
And Jordan being with Karl Malone and Stockton. But you said something yesterday about Clay, Stoney, that hit me. I didn't tell you. You said he was a gym rat like Durant, and he is, man. And I love guys like that that always work on their craft, and Curry's a part of that. But, man, I love that.
Duck Sauce is in San Jose. What's up, Duck? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Donnie Goo, my guys. I just wanted to chime in real quick on whether or not Luka's aesthetically pleasing to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just my take. You know, aside from him being the most annoying guy I've ever witnessed play, I mean, he cries literally every single play. Every play, he's whining. Aside from that, the reason he'll never touch Steph is nothing he does happens organically within the flow of the offense. Everything Steph does, it's all organic. And, you know, he is highly skilled, and obviously he can score. But let me say this. If it takes you 22 seconds to shake somebody, you didn't shake that dude. What, you shook Wiggins after he already turned you four times in the possession? I mean, and this is in an NBA where the rules are configured to help the offensive player. If it takes you that long to shake somebody, I can name about 30 guys whose handle I like better than yours. So that's all I got on Luka. Can't stand watching him play. Love you guys both. Have a good day.
Thanks, Duck Sauce. Appreciate
it. I
got
to say this to Duck Sauce. Let me be Steiny to Duck Sauce. I got to say this. No, it's not about the ha-ha or shaking anybody. I would say, does the ball go in the hole? And if it takes you 22 seconds, it takes you 22 seconds. If you get turned around, you get turned around. But his skill, Stoney, is getting that ball in the hole.
Mm-hmm. And he didn't do it one time in the fourth quarter.
No doubt. And I'm not praising him for it.
Well, it
and
sounds
he got
like
tired. He ran out of gas. The Warriors, I mean, Dallas was gassed. I mean, I just think they're a better team than you're giving them. It sounds like you're giving them credit for today. They're going to be a factor. But just like Bonte said this morning, or they were saying last night on the post game, and Chesky, give me, it's early, right? You got to qualify. But man, if you could give me seven games of what that was last night.
Yeah, Luka's shooting 42% from the field so far this year, 32 from three.
Yeah. What's the average?
And 79 from
free throw.
Yeah. That's the other thing about Luka. I would have thought he'd be an 86% free throw shooter.
But if you're fat and out of shape, Stoney, you ain't going to make the free throws. It ain't like you don't got the form. It's you're gassed.
Well, then
I'm going to quit using that word.
Well, then that's a problem.
Yeah, Carter Chickering, our guy here, sent me this from Warriors Talk on IG. I guess Curry was saying, you better stay here.
Who's he saying that to?
I guess Clay. I don't know.
It's too late.
Well, that's why I don't think I told Carter I don't think he said it. I know what he said.
Does anybody know what Steph said?
This is my. He said that.
Okay.
But there was some other stuff.
My house.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
if
fine.
If you watch it, it looks like he's saying you better stay here too.
But no, Carter, I'm not saying how he would didn't. That apply though if Clay's gone?
I'm thinking he's either talking to the fans saying you better stay here because there was still time left on the clock, or else he's talking to KD and Durant.
I would have thought he was saying, I think
it's got to be that.
Who knows? I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong, but I think maybe if he was saying that, he was like, we're still here. Like, you better all stay here because we got action.
Man.
Who knows? Who knows? Well, he said he couldn't remember what he said after the game.
I mean, he's not the best public speaker. I don't know.
Well, we don't want to go there.
He's a great...
He's a mumbler. We've been over this.
What are you,
Steph
what
mumbles.
What world in studio am I in?
Steph mumbles. He's great. And he's,
he was about to grab the mic last night. Clay canceled
right.
it.
Nobody would understand what he
He's not a mumbler.
Said.
Maybe Clay said, Steph.
Exactly.
Come on.
Nobody's going to really know what you're saying anyway.
Like the best man at my wedding, Ralph. He's in Arizona. He won't hear this. Steiny, my man forgot his speech. And everybody in the crowd was getting emotional, and they hugged him. And I'm like, don't hug him. He forgot what he was going to say. But they took it as he got emotional. I'm still mad at him.
Curry's the only guy not to give a best man speech.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen.
You're wrong, man. Oh, boy.
All right.
I need a shower.
I tell you what. Why don't you listen to this, and you try to decipher it. This is our main. It's certainly we all know it's my main man, but yeah, come on.
I almost pulled a Siwoo Kim for all those the references from the President's Cup. Hit the night ad on hole 16. No, but what? Thankfully we were able to finish it. I got a 3-shot in my face by Grimes the next possession. I had to go make those 2 free throws. Wiggs got a great stop, so I think it was. So yeah, a little premature, but thankfully I'm still undefeated on the night.
What? Okay, what did he mean by 16th hole?
So Siwoo Kim on the 16th hole of a golf event gave the night and didn't win the tournament.
Premature? Shaq is a mumbler, not Curry.
No, sure. Shaq can mumble too. You're right.
The Curry is no.
Just meet me halfway.
I'm not even on
Come
the street.
On, just a little
Johnny,
bit.
You are so low on this. Well, sound like everybody's opinion with you, but he's great.
Oh, he is. He's absolutely.
Like I heard the words. Shaq is a mumbler.
Just enunciate a hair better, Steph. That's all. Wow. It's not
After
a deal.
You get the jersey in
that's
the call.
Like, it would just be like somebody saying, hey, Steiny, you know, just be a little more optimistic. Okay,
now
I'll
that's
try.
Real.
Yeah, it's Steph.
I love his public speaking, man.
Of course you do.
Did you see him at Kamala's
thing? You wouldn't say that if we were doing a show in Philly.
He went to Kamala's thing and did right. He spoke.
It was tough to understand.
Now that you're trolling.
In fact, there was one point it was so unclear, I thought he said he was voting for Trump. Curry was saying you better stay here instead of leaving and trying to win somewhere else.
Oh.
It was directed to Clay. That's from Dylan Moe.
Because we didn't even talk about Clay doing the shimmy. Curry did not like it.
Oh, please. That was harmless and good-natured.
Oh, my gosh.
Did people take that the wrong way?
They said, woke Curry up.
I mean, there's no way Steph was like, oh, my God.
He said post-game, that's my thing.
Well, it's his thing. But
Clay did it.
Do you think Steph had any ill will toward that?
No, that's his brother. It's all good, but Clay was breaking out all this. I'm telling you, if Dallas won, we might have got something from Clay that would have people mad. They didn't. Everything we wanted or I wanted, we got last night. Clay, I thought, did better than you thought for himself. I'm not saying this turnaround or fadeaway game is Durant-like, but Steiny, 6 threes, some big ones, and they almost pulled it off, and Curry closed it. Help with the official, couple whistles.
Oh, no, don't talk about that.
Boy.
You want to try to
anything
figure
but your
out more what Steph Curry's trying to say?
Yeah.
This is, we played all the Steph sound. This is the first, I don't think I played this one. This is on the first play of the game when he fouled Clay.
Like I said, I wasn't expecting the first play where they put Clay on the block. I literally blacked out. I thought I was in training camp again where I was trying to get a stop. Draymond was actually calling me off for, like, we call it a bump where you don't want me guarding the post-up guy, and I go to the weak side. And I heard him, but I didn't hear him at the same time, and it was a dumb foul. It was kind of a weird way to start the game.
Yeah, my man's trying to ruin the shift for me. He's Obama, man.
Somebody texted me and asked if Curry said, what was it? You miss it here.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, I don't think we're ever going to find out.
Yeah.
I mean, that was, man.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, that was just, I needed a cigarette after the game. And just like Evan saw Harlan, he didn't play a lick, but he called the game. And he was spent. What you got?
I mean, you've used the cigarette line so much today that you've basically got a pack in you. You've smoked a pack.
I'll give you two.
Yeah.
But it's the one line that...
That you use over and over and over?
No, it's the one line that really just paints the picture of like...
Does it?
That was an... You know...
Yeah.
No, the origin of when you need a cigarette from Whoopi is the best, right? You know, back in the day, and you understand it, Starty.
You know, you just use the word that lets everybody know how old you are. You just said
ashamed,
Whoopi.
Right?
That's like from Laugh-In or Rowan and Martin.
I was thinking more Three's Company.
Something like that.
Yeah.
All right. We got the crossover coming up in 5 minutes with Willard and Dibs. They were out there yesterday and had a great time. Great, by the way, thanks to everybody for coming out yesterday to Thrive City. It was a lot of fun.
Special.
And
Evan sat next to Dibs for the game.
Evan sat, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
That must have been a battle.
Don't play that. Oh, Dibs is already.
Numbers are numbers.
The thing, I hope he's already in.
He is already in, but they never listen to us right now. This is when they do their 2 minutes of show
okay,
prep.
Look at you. Oh. The smartest show on the station.
Oh, gosh.
We'll see.
What a fun night.
I think Willard heard you.
Hey, Willard. See, but I don't worry about Willard.
Because you're
you
really
know
not scared.
Because he's a grown-up. He's like Steph. He's a grown-up. He's not a child. There are a lot of children here at this place.
I'm scared of Willard.
Willard's not one of them.
Yeah.
I said this, I got news for you. I know one thing we're talking about on Friday.
I'm excited already.
Mike Tyson, Jake Paul.
Dude, you can't be more excited than I told you. You go, Goo, how much is that? I go, Stanley's on Netflix. I'm in.
And when did you change your mind on that one? What new information did you get where you went, that's the dumbest thing of all time, to I wouldn't miss it for the world? How do you change that much?
When it gets closer. Right? When it gets closer, man. You're right. I did say it. Tyson's going to pummel him, right?
Hopefully.
Okay.
Hopefully.
And who the hell is Jake Paul?
He's a boxer.
Like, I'd like to be the Jake Paul of basketball. Like, he doesn't belong in the ring, but because of YouTube all this social media.
No, you are.
Well, I want a contest
Jake Paul
to get
of basketball.
On the ring.
I mean, you're out there, but you have no business being out there. Seem like him. Hey, 49ers. D'Amador Lenore.
He got him.
5 years, $92
million. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I was going to. Hey, how about this? I forgot to tell you guys this when I was in New Orleans. I tell you, maybe I did. See, this is
we'll
part,
let you know.
This is a part.
It sounds
about,
like you haven't because you had.
Did I tell you who? Did I tell you who I met in New Orleans?
Drew Brees,
an actor,
like any actor.
Lawrence Fishburne,
John Sally.
No, Game of Thrones.
Peter Dinklage.
Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
Yes.
Where?
On a streetcar, on the St. Charles streetcar. I kid you not.
So you recognized him and went up to him?
It's not hard to recognize him.
He's okay?
I know who he is.
He's a short person.
Yeah.
But he was with, so I'm like, that's Peter Dinklage. And of course, I don't want to go, hey, you're Peter Dinklage, and I'm just a regular guy, but I want to. No, I didn't. I eavesdrop. We were waiting for the streetcar. So what I do is I eavesdrop on everything they say. And then I quick Googled Peter Dinklage's wife, and I was like, yeah,
Googled.
That's his wife right there.
Stalker.
She's his wife. And so
you had to say something.
They were with some guy who was pretty hammered, but they were having a good time, and we interchanged a couple sentences, and he has somebody's got a kid that goes to Tulane. So then you know, the next day I wake up and I'm like, God, I should have tried to be his friend. Kind of like, I should have been like Goo. Hey, Peter, what are you doing tonight? You want to go out and have one? Please. Anyway,
sure enough,
the next day, I'm going into going into Uelmann Stadium.
No way.
30,000 strong, Tulane Temple. And there he is again. And I said to him, hey, I saw you guys last night on the streetcar, remember? And the guy in the red, he was like, he had no clue. And Dinklage went, yeah, that's right. I remember you. Yeah, how you doing, man? I'm like, how you doing? Hey, what are you doing after the game? He didn't answer.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage. And then here's the other one. I saw
great
one other
character,
guy.
Man.
I saw another guy. And I mean, let's test your knowledge.
All right.
Let's test your knowledge.
I'm on fire today.
You know who I bumped into? I mean, Jeff Foster.
NBA ref.
Wrong.
I know George Foster.
Wrong. Jeff Foster. Jeff Foster. Played 13 years with the Indiana Pacers.
Went to UCLA.
Wrong.
Well, damn.
Anyway, I see this guy. How about, you want to talk about AI?
John Salad.
This is so weird. So,
it's real.
We're at this tailgate, and I'm like, oh, my God, that guy is, it didn't come to me at first. Jeff Foster was a role player. So, I'm like, that's somebody. I know it. And I'm like, I know who it is. I know who it is. And I said to like my daughter, I'm like, that's Pete Chilcutt. And she's like, who's that? I'm like, he went to North Carolina and then he had a cup of coffee in the pros, but he's like 6'10". I'm like, that's Pete Chilcutt. And I say it to my daughter.
Yeah.
And then like a minute or two passes and I'm like, no, it's not. No, that's not it. It's not Chilcutt. And then I was like, that's Jeff Foster. That is Jeff Foster. So then I go to Facebook like a day later and it says, recommendations for my friends.
Oh boy,
Pete Chilcutt.
That is.
It's like here's how you can become friends with Pete Chilcutt.
It's always listening, man.
I'm like, what the heck?
It's scary, man.
Anyway, Jeff Foster.
Did you say anything to him?
Yeah, I had a conversation with him.
Well, how'd he go?
It was good. I said,
so you went up to him.
I did go up to him. I'm like, hey, Jeff, I'm a Bay Area guy, but I recognize you played for the Pacers.
Did you say Steiny or Matt Steinmetz?
Matt Steinmetz.
Tell him about the
show. You know what he said? I said, I'm a media guy out in the Bay. He goes, yeah, I think I know who you are.
The
he might be the most indiscreet looking person I've ever seen.
Dude. He just look like a regular dude?
Yeah, except for the fact he's 6'11".
Yeah, I was just about to ask the height. 6'11".
Yeah, he's a big boy.
A stiff.
And then, here's the reason I now love Jeff Foster.
That is crazy.
So we're at this tailgate and they have this, you can get beer and stuff. So he goes up, gets three beers, and puts two in his pocket, starts walking. I'm like, I like Jeff Foster. I knew there was
now,
something about Foster
that,
I always
be
loved.
Like, dude, just because you can doesn't mean
nah,
you
look,
have
all
this.
The beer was free, so it wasn't like he was taken from anybody else.
Oh, my face hurts.
Anyway, Jeff Foster was good, really good role player. I always liked him. Jeff Foster and Peter Dinklage. We had some fun.
Now, that he's a legend.
All right. What do we got next? What's that?
Short and tall.
He was also in a movie called The Station Agent. That's where he came into prominence, Dinklage did. The segment that we just did was brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.